are not experiencing the sky. Some part of the world, the sky is cloudy. Let a learner, larger part of the world, the hour is cloudy. Similarly,
In the tropical zone, the sky is clear. The sky is the same. Similarly, the part of the creation where God consciousness is very meager, that is called material world. And the part of the creation where God consciousness is very prominent, that is called Vaikuntha or spiritual world. So according to Vedic instruction, this part of the creation where God consciousness is not very distinct, that is called darkness. And the other part of the sky where God consciousness is very clear, that is called light. So the Vedic injunction is tamasi ma jyoti gama. Don't remain in darkness, come to the light. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving the information of the world of light. There are different religious faiths, just like we say, Christian faith, Jewish faith, Hindu faith. But our formula is that the faith which gives clear idea of God and teaches the follower how to love God, that is first class. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion. The formula is savai pumsang paro dharmo jato bhakti adhokhati. That religion is first class, which teaches the followers how to love the supreme, absolute truth, which is beyond our sense perception. Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means beyond the sense perception. We cannot see with our these eyes. We cannot see God. We cannot understand God's holy name. We cannot understand God's quality. But when these senses are purified, then we can see God, we can hear God, we can understand quality of God, form of God. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is the process of cleansing the heart so that one can see God. This is the samansa.
And this cleansing and the ultimate seeing and understanding, is that in this life or is that in...
In this life.
Is there an afterlife?
In this life, just like one who has got eyes to see, to understand, in the morning, although he is within the room, he can understand there is sunrise. An intelligent man, by moving the curtain, he can understand now there is sunrise. Although he doesn't see the sun actually face to face. Similarly, when our heart he is cleansed, we can understand what is God, how he is working, where is his place, what is his name, what is his pain, everything. It's like in your country, there are many men, foolish men. They do not know who is the president or what is his name, where is his address. But any intelligent man knows who is president, what is his name, where is his address, what does he do, everything. It is a question of intelligence and not intelligence.
Question of intelligence and not...
No intelligence.
Do you try to strive for happiness now?
Yes, happiness. As soon as you know God, you become happy. Jyatma supraseded. As soon as your relation with God is there, because you are part and parcel of God. But now you have forgot. Everyone is thinking in terms of this body. I am American body, I am Indian body, I am German body, or black body, white body. But within the body, the soul is there. Just like your coat is there, this heart is there, and then your body is there. Similarly, we have got this gross body, material, and then there is subtle body. Mind, intelligence, and ego. And then there is soul. So when one comes to the platform of soul, he can see God. And when one is covered by the gross and subtle body and identifies himself with this body, he cannot understand God. Generally, people are in the bodily concept of life. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. These are all bodily designations. So one has to go deep. First of all, body, then mind, then soul.
And once you reach that platform,
then you can understand God, your relationship with God. The more you advance on that platform, that is knowledge. And the more you advance on bodily platform, that is ignorance. The modern civilization is teaching only bodily concept of God. They do not know even what is spirit, soul.
Is there faith, or must all this be acquired?
It is a science, it is not a faith. Faith you can change, but science cannot be changed. Now suppose, what is the distinction between a dead man and living man? When there is a dead man, if you simply believe, no, he is not dead, he is living, will that work? Or when the man is living, if you think that there is no soul, only this body, is that good knowledge? Then what is the distinction between dead man and the living man? So long the soul is within this body, it is moving, It's like so long you are putting on this coat yourself, the coat is moving. But when you give up this coat, you are not there. This coat will stand still. But they have no knowledge about this, how this body is moving. Neither they care to know about it. This is the ignorance. This is animal life. This animal do not know. The human life is a chance to know this. But there is no education about this soul. He is kept as animal. The animal is working hard day and night for maintaining this body, and the man is educated to work day and night for maintaining this body. Then where is the difference between animal and man? How do you distinguish? Animal, bird, beast, insect, fly, bees, all living entities, they are trying their best to maintain this body, to protect this body. And the human being also trying like that. Then where is the distinction? The distinction is when a human being is eager to know God. So that is it. Athātva brahma-jigyāsā, Vedānta Sutra says that this form of life is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. If you do not inquire, then you are animals. So without Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, human civilization is polished animally. That's right. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. Without this inquiry, he is equal to animal. But in animal society, he cannot expect any peace and prosperity. That is not possible. As soon as there will be assembly of dogs, there will be simply sound, go, 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 go. Because they are animals.
So it must come. Consciousness must come with inquiry.
Consciousness is there.
Study.
Consciousness is there. But modern education and atmosphere is covering that consciousness. God consciousness is there, even amongst the uncivilized human being. When there is some thunderbolt, or they offer namaskar or something big. When they see big ocean, they are namaskar. Even uncivilized. So civilization means that God consciousness should be increased up to the point of understanding God and seeing God, just to face.
Could the consciousness then that is in all of us be equated with what Christians consider faith?
Yes. That is also consciousness. I don't say Christian or Greeks or Hindus. The consciousness is just like this child has consciousness. The same child when he becomes young, this same consciousness will be also developed. These this child may talk so many nonsense things, but this child, when he develop his consciousness in his youth, he will talk very conscientiously. That is the difference. The development of consciousness. Your consciousness is clear idea of God, clear idea of this world, clear idea of oneself. That is clear consciousness. And without clear consciousness, nobody can be happy and satisfied.
Can you convert the world?
Yes, provided you listen to me. I say that you love God. If you think that I shall love dog, then how can I convert? You may ask, what is the difference between loving God and dog? The difference is, if you love God, then you can learn to love everyone. But if you love dog, you simply love dog, nobody else. That is it.
Your movement in the United States has been very successful in the past few years.
I think so.
In terms, if not of numbers, perhaps at least in the seriousness and the dedication of your followers.
Yes, that is one thing. In the New York Times, as a representative came to see me. That is published on the 6th New York Times.
Yes, my
son. There I've given the statement, diamond is diamond. We are placing before the human society pure consciousness. It is genuine, the fact. Now, anything pure has not many customers. When you put something simply glittering like gold, it is sold very easily. And when you place pure gold, will find less customers. You place in the market something imitation diamond, it has got many customers. When it is real diamond, it has less customers. So we should not judge by the customers. We should judge by the quality of the thing. Now, so far our students are concerned, we have got restrictions. We don't accept everyone as our student. There is no illicit sex. There is no meat eating. Meat, eggs, fish. There is no intoxication up to the point of drinking tea, coffee and smoking. There is no gambling. So under these restrictions, if somebody comes and becomes our student, then it must be taken as that he is very serious. At the present moment, to give up these habits is a little, little difficult. Even a great personality like Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland in India, in London, he was very fond of Indian culture. So some of my god brothers went and he asked him, Goswamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? He told, yes, I can make you a Brahmin. You have to give up these four bad habits. He said, oh, it is impossible. So in the Western country, to give up these habits is a little difficult. But when these young boys and girls, they're coming forward, giving up all this, then it must be taken that very seriously. So we want only one student serious, not many. Ekaschandas tamo hanti nachatara sahasra. If there is one moon in the sky, that is welcome. But if there are millions of stars, it has no use.
In the final analysis, when the world is converted, or whether it is not converted, will everyone follow you, follow the idea of Krishna consciousness? Will everybody be one of you?
Not of me, but of Krishna.
Of Krishna, I mean.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily have to follow this specific form. It's the awareness of God and the love of God.
No, God is pure. Without being pure, you cannot approach God. Without being fire, you cannot enter into fire. The temperature must be the same. That is a scientific fact. I have seen in glass factory, when a bottle is manufactured, it is not immediately taken out from the fire. Then it will crack. Because the temperature in the oven and temperature outside is different. So gradually it is taken to the normal temperature. And without being fire, if anyone enters into fire, he will burn in grass. It's like we have got information. There is germs in fire also. Or there are residents in the sun planet. But they have got fiery bodies. Just like fishes, they live in the water. The body is like that. They can live in the water. Similarly, those who are living in the sun planet, they have body like that. They can live in sun planet. You cannot say no, because you practically see there is life in the air, there is life in the water, there is life on the land, there is life within the land, within the earth. There are many germs and worms within the earth. So why not in the fire? Because fire is also one of the elements, five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. So if there is life on the earth, in water, in air, why not in the fire? But we have no knowledge. But we get information from Vedic literature. The sun planet, there is also a president, just like you have got president. Similarly, his name is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Vipashyam imam vipashyati yugam puttavan ahamabhyam. Krishna says, a long, long ago, I described this yoga system to the sun god. whose name is Vipassya. So, in every planet, everywhere, there are living entities, but they have got different types of body. In India, we can stay without any coat and shirt. Generally, we don't require coat and shirt, but in your country, it's required. And because the climate is different. But because the climate is different, it does not mean there is no living entity. Similarly, in different planets, there are different types of living entities. So far we get information from Vedic literature. If we ponder over this matter, we can understand why not life.
One must study.
Yeah. It requires, everything requires education.
Well, I thank you. I know your schedule today is a very busy one. I thank you for giving us your time.
Thank you for your time. So, it is very important movement. My only request is that, especially to the newspaper authorities, they may kindly understand this movement scientifically, without any prejudice, and spread the knowledge to the human society. It is very good. We deny that God consciousness is now required. People without God consciousness are not improving. They are not happy. Do you think?
The world is not happy.
Yes, sir. Why they are not happy? There is enough education, so-called education, enough economic development, especially in your America. There is enough land, enough food, enough resources. Why the younger generation are becoming confused and hopeless and becoming hippie? They are taking shelter of drugs instead of taking shelter of civilized life like their father and grandfather. Why they are taking to drugs? This means that you cannot make human society happy simply by material advancement. That is not possible. Side by side, there must be a spiritual understanding, and that is Krishna consciousness. I came to a country for this purpose, that if you understand this Krishna consciousness, then your nation will be first class. You are materially first class. When you add spiritual knowledge, then you become perfect. So take this moment seriously and cooperate. You'll be happy. And as all other countries imitating you, when you take Krishna consciousness, the others will imitate you. That is my profit.
With those words, I will leave you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. take this, that. Thousands of men who chant to Hari.
We saw that house in Mayapur, the Kazi's house.
What is
it now 11:35. So, take a massage from the other. Yeah.